not so gentle in his former state, endued with a lot of strength due to these spirits. Breaking apart, they couldn't bind him with chains. That's very remarkable. That's amazing. That's unbelievable. And so when Christ comes to him, the evil spirits recognize God, the Son of God. And they adjure him by God that they would not be tormented by him. Because he had said, come out of him. Is Jesus, when it says torment us not, what does he mean? He's going to torture them? I mean, what is it? What do they have in mind by that? He had said, come out of him. To come out of them, to them, is like a torment. Now they have to seek a new host. Or they have to return to where they don't get to do whatever it is they are enjoying doing. Evil spirits like to do their evil work. Lying spirits love to tell lies. A lying spirit wants to lie. And to not be able to lie is like torment, because it wants to lie. And so it's looking to lie. It's kind of like a hungry man wants to eat. And it's torment to not let him to eat. You see what I'm saying? And so lying spirits love to lie. Strong spirits used to love to use their strength, because that is what their nature is. Spirits of, if there's a spirit that causes sadness and depression, that spirit is going to want to do sadness and depression. If there's a spirit that causes men to be exceedingly gluttonous, then that's what that spirit wants to do. I'm not saying every case of man is an evil spirit. But small and great, there are things within our own spirit that are evil and must be exercised, that are not necessarily personified evil spirits. But remember, the spirit of life comes from God. God gives to every man a spirit, which is our life. And it makes us alive. It is apart from our soul. That's why John the Baptist could come in the spirit and power of Elijah. Because Elijah's spirit really doesn't belong to Elijah. It's just the spirit he had from God. And he gave the same spirit to John the Baptist. And he could give the same spirit, you know, all a bunch of people together could be of the same spirit. And that's a very light kind of spirit. And it's not the kind of thing we think of as an evil spirit possessing someone. Where a powerful spirit from external to that person's life comes from outside them and possesses them in their life. But our lives and our own spirit have evil elements mingled within it, no doubt. You know, that arise either from the spirit of life being mingled with our souls, or something else. You know, I'm just reaching. Because there's a degree, you know, I will be a lying spirit in the mouth of your prophets. So that spirit's a lying spirit that's going to go forth into the mouth of his prophets. They were already liars. You know, and I wonder how literally we're to take that account. But the truth is literally true. Meaning that God sends forth lying spirits into the mouth of false prophets. And again, like I say all the time, you're going to say to me, how can he judge them then? Read Romans 9. And I just explained it the other day. So go back in the studies and listen to a previous study and you'll know. I listened to my study on Romans 9. You'll know why he yet finds fault. I teach it over and over again. And lest I be accused of repeating myself constantly, this time I'll say, go and look. The first four chapters of Mark, I know I covered it then. It's important. Because it's a question that men ask. If God suffers men to be vexed of evil spirits, why does God judge those men? Because he does. He judges those. Those that be possessed of evil spirits. Because, you know, the thing is, sin in men's lives is as powerful as demonic possession. Really. It holds on to us with a strong hold that is no different than an evil spirit. That's why I guess I instantly start thinking of sins, because it was a lying spirit, right? And where I thought a spirit of gluttony. And I thought, this spirit, that spirit. You know, the things that in man, that man desires to do that are sinful with a strong desire. you almost want to attribute it to some sort of spirit. The spirit of the times. It leads all men in that time to go in a certain direction. And we were so caught up in the spirit of Nazism. We all just marched together to slay all the Jews, you know, and to do all the works of Hitler, because we were caught up in that spirit. You know, and there's a spirit of the times, and the weak-minded men fall into it, and even sometimes strong-minded men. Sometimes the strong-minded men are the most vulnerable of all, because their pride. There's nothing that man can protect himself with, ultimately, if God gives us over to evil spirits or sin. And I like the tack I'm taking on sin here, because, you know, whoever commits sin is the servant of sin. We become sin's slave by doing sin. And by when we do the will of an evil spirit, we also are bound by it, enslaved to it. Notice, iron chains could not hold the man, but the evil spirit had a hold on him. You know, and sin is just as powerful. It gets into people's lives and holds them in a state that they would otherwise maybe not want to be in. You know, I think of people with severe drug addiction and so on and so forth, whose lives are so ill affected by the drugs. And as one who was once addicted to drugs and alcohol, I understand what it's like to have that strong hold on you, but feeling that you really want to stop, but then feeling that powerlessness, like you can't, like you have to do it. And the evil spirits are the same. You have to do what the evil spirit wants you to do, because it's so deeply intermingled in your personality. That God could send forth his Son and separate those things. Separate the evil spirit from the spirit of the man. Separate the sinful nature from the man so that he could become the Son of God. That is the power of God. He can remove evil spirits, and he can also remove sin. You believe he could free this man from the evil spirit, but do you believe that he can free your life from the unrighteousness of sin and from the deeds of iniquity that will surely lead all men to destruction who go to destruction? Iniquity and sin is the root which will drag men to their destruction. It is the thing. That is the problem with man, sin. And by faith in Christ, we lay hold on certain promises. That by these promises, we may be partakers of the divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust. 2 Peter chapter 1. He came to free us from our sins. To make us free from the bondage of sin, that we would serve sin henceforward no more.